This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Should there be an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building? The House says yes. 35 Republicans bucked former President Trump to make that call. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The GOP's John Katko negotiated the bill with Democrats and urged lawmakers from both sides to support it.
To put down their swords for once. Just for once.
Just three Republicans spoke in favor of the bill, including Peter Meyer, who accused fellow GOPers who'd criticized the attack of backing off.
But even more troubling, there has been an active effort to whitewash and rewrite the shameful events of that day to avoid accountability.
But with Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell saying he's against the bill, it faces an uncertain path.
Two areas already dealing with flooding from rainstorms may get more heavy rain today. Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Four people died in Louisiana, likely due to the bad weather, say authorities. Israel launched more airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early this morning. The Israelis are pushing back against U.S. pressure to wind down the fighting with Hamas, which has fired thousands of rockets at Israel. The UN's Stefan Dujarric says this has got to stop.
There needs to be a halt to the aerial attacks, to the rockets, to the artillery strikes going from one side to the other. Civilians need to be able to live in peace.
Should three former police officers charged in the death of George Floyd face an additional count of aiding and abetting third-degree murder? The Minnesota Court of Appeals will hear arguments on that question this morning in the case involving Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tu Tao. Texas has executed a man convicted of killing his elderly great aunt. He beat her to death with a bat. This is AP News. A new study finds COVID vaccines are offering strong protection to those in nursing homes.
Studying data from 280 nursing homes around the country, researchers from Brown University and Genesis Healthcare report only 1% of residents who had just gotten a second vaccine tested positive. After 2 weeks had passed from full vaccination, that number dropped to 0.3%, and most who did test positive didn't have any symptoms. The shots are also helping unvaccinated residents. Cases dropped to 4.3% after vaccination clinics were held, and then a month and a half later, dropped below 1%. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Colonial Pipeline says yes, it did pay ransom to hackers who broke into its computer systems, about $4.5 million. The hack forced a fuel pipeline shutdown that led some drivers to panic buy gas on the East Coast. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.